Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 4 here in the Central Time Zone, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east, and Mountain Time, I didn't forget about you, it's 3. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun out in the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24/7, or you've done downloaded us. I'm trying to fit in. As a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, under whomever, on top of whomever, next to whomever. Yeah, I'll stop there. You're receiving us. We appreciate the gun-toting fuck out of it.
Nine!
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. We'd like to welcome any new listeners.
Fuck you,
thanks
boy.
To Dana Loesch. We'll get to that in a moment. Right wing. Is she a
piece of shit?
Is she an? I know she's an activist now, and she's an NRA shill. But is she a
Sandy Hook truther?
Is she a considered a journalist, or is she a pundit? I don't know. We'll look her up here in a moment.
She's more of a pundit, Pat.
Regardless. We're going to be here for the next couple hours talking about all things right wing, all right wing fuckery.
Or and irregardless.
There's a lot of, not a word, there's a lot of bullshit.
Oh, yes.
Happening today, and we're going to cover everything here for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
welcome to the show.
Welcome.
You can tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. A lot of action today on the Twitter. And don't forget, you can also, CRABDIVING, and don't forget, you can also join us in our warm and loving Facebook community.
Yummy.
At facebook.com/crabdiving.
Fuck you.
Like diving for crabs.
That's right. This one guy on Twitter says that he likes crab cakes, but has trouble digesting crab divers.
I do like it when they call us Crabby. That kind of makes me laugh.
Hey,
Crabby.
Hey, and that's who we are. We are Crabby. But I'll tell you why. We got a racist commander-in-chief who's he's got a big Russian dick up his ass. We have, everybody should be crabby.
All kinds of shenaniganry going on. Yeah. So this whole Dana Loesch thing, I mean, I admit to an intentional trolling by including her name, you know, her at reference.
Yes.
At D Loesch on a tweet that I retweeted.
Retweet.
And the tweet that I retweeted, well, we're going to play a little bit of the video. Ooh. Is her NRA shill Dana Loesch doing, a horrific ad that for the NRA,
right,
that even many Republicans and conservatives are out there going, ooh, yeesh.
Jeez, guys.
Yikes.
You know, we got some constructive criticism on that twat you put out.
We did.
And Krabby's forgetting that many NRA patriots make their own guns.
He's dumb.
Is that
he means
true,
about
though?
Buying guns. Well, no.
They make their own?
That's absolutely not many. There are enthusiasts.
God.
I don't know what the hell that idiot's talking
Find
about.
Find something to do with your afternoon. I'm going to make a gun. Why don't you read a book? Read a fucking book, dickhead, that's not Mein Kampf.
So the tweet was from, I'm trying to find, I think
the twat.
He calls himself Black Aziz Ansari.
Oh, right.
Aziz
Ansari is a comedian.
He is.
Who is Indian.
Here we go. He tweeted this video, this lunatic NRA, really creepy as fuck, basically telling lunatics to go out and buy guns because the lefties are coming for you.
Yeah.
And it's at Free Your Mind Kid on the Twitter.
I'm not coming for anybody, just to clear things up.
Black Aziz Ansari.
Who are you coming for? Who are you after?
Who am I?
Nobody, right? Nobody's after anybody.
He said, hey, look, a recruitment video for White ISIS. So I retweeted.
Yes.
With a comment.
Right.
And I said, exactly what gun makers want. Scare both sides into buying more guns.
Perfect.
And then I made the conscious decision to troll a little bit. And I said,
yes.
Vile at Dana Loesch.
Right.
Is the face of the fascist oligarchy.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Ah, ha, ha. I love it.
Well, within like a minute, she retweeted. Now we have, you know, 3,000+ and growing followers. Thank you all on the Twitter.
Yes, thank you. We are not shabby.
And but she's got like 500,000 followers.
Yeah, dude.
So we got noticed. Let's just say that. And all the notifications came streaming in.
Right.
And I got to say, the vast majority are these sock accounts, these bots,
right,
or whatever.
Thought.
That really, if you add 90% of the dozens of responses we got, negative responses, we got some love too. But you add all of their followers together and you don't get 100.
Oh, I mean, I know. It's crazy. It's insane.
Yeah, it's somebody. It's these accounts again with 75,000 tweets and 8 followers.
It's fucking ridiculous. They don't exist. I never heard the term sock account before. Is that like boring?
Well, it's one person, instead of saying a bot, because a bot,
yes,
implies that it's automated, where the signing up of the accounts, it can be automated. There's software out there where you can instantly sign up for hundreds of email accounts, and then you can go and sign up for hundreds of Twitter/Facebook accounts.
Okay.
So you can have all those different identifications.
And this, the etymology of sock account, I am sure, is derived from the term sock puppet.
Probably.
Or maybe.
Or jerking off into a sock.
Oh, I didn't know
while you're trolling.
By the way, you can learn stuff on this podcast. And if you would like to, I don't know how that. Go to our Amazon account, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or just slash.
Sure.
And buy some garbage.
Great guitar player.
Oh, yes. He really is. I saw Slash recently. He is fucking good. He's fucking amazing. That guy, what he can do with his fingers.
I wonder if there's a guy out there named Backslash. I'm sure there is.
Oh, yeah, and a cover band for GNR? Most definitely.
So here is the dystopian, oh, dear God, everyone grab a gun.
Ooh.
Because libtards are coming to take your freedom and your God, and they're going to rape your daughters.
And actually, I'm not coming to go. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying at home. I'm literally not going anywhere.
Yeah, we don't want to deal with you loonies with the guns.
Right.
I'm the one, the half of crab diving, it's like, have your gun. Whatever.
Yes.
You, there's no need for open carry anywhere, anytime. You don't need that shit, boo-boo.
Yes.
You don't need it. And,
listen,
and especially the ones with the long guns.
Right.
And the obviously tiny peeny.
Yes.
They got to walk around with like an AR strapped to their back to go to fucking Piggly Wiggly.
What kind of gun would you buy? I mean, what would you get? Like, what gun? I would get a shotgun, I guess, or a crossbow.
Crossbow is not a gun. Unless you,
it's similar.
You modify one and look like Chewbacca.
That was the stupidest thing ever on fucking Star Wars. Like, why in the fuck would that guy have a...
It was a badass, though. He took down... He took down... spoiler alert. Didn't he take down a TIE fighter with one of those? Or a shuttle or something? Or he shot something out of the sky?
Oh, the blind guy did. The blind...
Oh, that's right. That's
right. The blind Jedi. Well, he's not a Jedi in the last Star Wars movie, which is like so irritating.
Almost Jedi.
Either you're a Jedi or you're not a fucking Jedi. Quit fucking with my Star Wars. The blind guy who was very good at fighting people with absolutely no extra super duper powers, who beat the shit out of everybody with a stick. Yeah. A blind guy beats a whole legion of stormtroopers down with a fucking stick, but yet he's not a Jedi.
He said he wasn't a Jedi.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
The guy has no sight, no stick. Nobody's that good at karate.
But he couldn't throw
shit
at people, and he couldn't, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Shit to people's brains and stuff. Maybe he was not trained, but he had some force powers. But he wasn't a Jedi. He didn't go through the training and
it's not binary
and the religious stuff.
You're either a Jedi or not a fucking Jedi. No. Do you remember Do you remember the previous movies? They did a blood test to see if you're a Jedi. Remember
The midichlorians?
Yes, the chlorines. The what?
Those are the living beings that are in your blood. That if you have them, are the ones that. Cause you to have the force and use the force. Here's Dana Loesch. Let's get to this. With this weird, creepy dystopian video. Buy more guns, basically.
I hate these gun guys.
Any moment now.
Oh, yes.
It will load.
Loading shitty American internet.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler.
They use their schools to teach their teach kids that their president is another Hitler. No, you know, he's doing a great job himself.
Right.
And actually, he's not another Hitler. He wants to be another Hitler.
Right.
But he's not.
He'd love to be a Hitler.
He's far too stupid.
He's a dumbass. Right. He's stupid Hitler. He's Schindler.
Right. And then surrounded himself with villains.
Right.
Who... have the loyalty of a rock and
hit rock.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about being loyal. They just want to save their own skin and have their own agenda.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, Trump is making his own case that he's Hitler. But I remember back when Obama was president, people said he founded ISIS.
They still say that.
Wait, Trump said Obama founded ISIS, right? Didn't he say
that
in a rally?
Yeah, one point during the.
So fuck off.
And then he decided Hillary founded ISIS.
Oh, that's right.
He was fighting against her.
Who founded ISIS?
Whoever Don is against at that moment.
Oh, yes.
Right now, it's Mika.
Oh, yes.
Mika Brzezinski. I have no doubt that she founded ISIS.
She's the only person on
ISIS.
She
got her face cut.
I bet you don't see a lot of facelifts with ISIS members. I mean, I don't know. Could you imagine you're doing
face removals?
You're going to be a suicide bomber, and at the same time, you're going to get a facelift?
Well, you want to look good.
I doubt it.
Or Hitler.
You want to look good for all those virgins.
Oh, yeah, those young virgins. You don't look old.
They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again.
Who's they? It was a recurring theme in many of the responses to this bullshit, this creepy...
The queer hippie lips.
This creepy propaganda movie. What... Who's they?
The queer, hippie, Hollywood lib, child molester fuckers. Atheists.
They are poisoning your kids. They're using their Hollywood actors and their comedians.
Yeah, yeah. That's like when somebody says, why don't they make any original movies? Why do they make remakes all the time? Who is they? Who the fuck are you talking about, you idiot?
Decent, educated human beings.
Right.
Not even educated. Decent, intelligent human beings. They don't have to be educated.
Shut up, gay liberal.
They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again.
So instead of thinking like, wow, our views are really in the minority and many of our views are considered, I don't know, heinous.
They use their comedy shows and award shows.
And evil.
and podcasts.
What instead of having some self-realization that, wow, white people are losing privilege.
Fuck you.
Finally, rightfully, and they're butthurt about it.
Right. She sounds bananas. Can we take a moment just to say she sounds nuts?
But they're in the minority. So when she's saying they, she's listing everything, all the media. That's the narrative, is that it's all this liberal media. Well, yeah.
Right.
It's all normal human media. You are the batshit loons on the right. You're the extremist. You're wrong.
Absolutely.
You're wrong.
Yes. We have the moral high ground, you fucking asshole. Suck off. I mean, suck a dick.
Did they ever stop to think that 98% of the media out there thinks that what Trump did was wrong yesterday? Because it's wrong. The president of the United States doesn't tweet shit like that.
That is the point. But, you know, we see the same thing with the fucking Russian investigations. Everybody's like, oh, the leaks, how did the leaks, the unmasking, blah, 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 blah.
Right, right.
Dude, people in the Trump administration are all thick with this Russia bullshit.
Thick.
Nobody cares. They're using their media, their movies, their comedy shows.
Well, right.
Their podcasts.
Why is the rest of the country not liking us?
Because you're a fucking asshole. Right. You're a tremendous dickhead.
You're inciting. Well, wait. I mean, let's not forget who put this out.
How long have we been listening to this?
Let's not forget who put this out.
The NRA, right?
The NR fucking A. And the first, we're 14 seconds in.
I'm not going to get through this shit.
We are 14 seconds in and already.
God.
She wants us running.
Yes.
Or just grab a diaper, because you're just going to be losing control of your bowels. You should be so terrified by these people who want everyone to have health care. You should be terrified by these people who kind of want cops to stop killing citizens.
Yes,
willy-nilly.
Please.
Especially targeting those of color.
I'm about to the point where I want to replace, I don't want to have cops anymore. I'm going to replace the cops with stripper cops. They go to bachelor parties.
And then the narrative again is the violent protests. And we say,
what violence?
We decry violence. We want peaceful protests. There are some assholes out there.
Yes.
There's Antifa out there who may or may not be real lefties.
Yes.
They could be righties wearing masks.
It's not
trying to blame the lefties. Who the fuck knows?
But it's a tiny.
Regardless, we want them arrested too.
Yes, I don't like people running around doing any kind of bullshit on any fucking level.
Right, no violence.
We have a hot show today.
Now,
I'm going to need shields up.
People marching and chanting or peaceful civil disobedience sitting in a street or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't violent protest, you assholes.
That's what's up.
Those are the people that they want to send the jackboots in and start clubbing the shit out of them because you're blocking my road. I'm trying to get home.
Yeah, white person, you privileged fucking white person.
And this video and the rest of many of these fucking comments that we got today conflate it. You guys are the ones burning cities in protest.
Ooh.
You guys are the ones flipping over cars. You guys are the ones. Well,
citations.
They're rare occasions. Rare occasions, sure.
Fucking tations,
and we decry that also. But the vast majority of these, you try to point to the women's march.
Yes,
the biggest march possibly in history. I'm gonna sound like Trump. It was the biggest ever. It was the biggest crowd ever.
You're not doing your hands the way he does. Doesn't he do like?
I have my drink in my hand.
Yeah,
but
jazz
hands.
Yeah. He does that.
Well, and the okay, and then he points, and then
that the okay thing is very bizarre. It's just shimmy.
But the protests
are not violent.
That's right. The million gazillion women march throughout some of the biggest marches. Not one incident.
I don't think so.
Don't think there was any incident of violence in the women's march.
And don't cite me something from fucking InfoWars.
BLM. The vast
Breitbart.
Majority of BLM protests are not violent.
Amazingly,
there's some assholes out there. There's some fuckwads who chant kill cops too. We don't like that either. But you can't then say all Black Lives Matter are terrorists. And that's what this Dana Loesch, this corporatist fascist NRA sucker, just shill.
Yeah.
is gonna fire up. Oh my God! Here come the lefties. They're flipping cars over.
Oh, yes.
They're coming You better buy a gun. You better be ready. Buy a gun. Buy a gun. Buy a gun.
Do you remember in Ferguson? You remember Ferguson?
Yeah.
Didn't the police incite some of that shit? The violence, well, because they showed up in like looking like a paramilitary group.
Yes, their initial response has been universally by sane people, described as over crazy. And there were snipers aiming at people, peaceful protesters aiming their guns. How are you going to feel as a peaceful protester if you have weapons trained on you?
Oh yes, you want me to be calm,
right,
and act cool and collected. Fuck you.
They don't want them out there at all. They think these are the bootlickers who ultimately think any protest against anything they like,
yes,
should be jailed.
Relax, you fuckheads.
And award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows.
Oh, there. Okay. Stop there.
Right.
We agree with you.
Yes.
Now, comma, to smash windows, to burn down. Now she conflates.
Yes.
Us accusing, rightfully, their side, yes, of Islamophobia, xenophobia, homophobia. Everything this moron just stated, they are guilty of.
Why?
And they fully embrace, read her comments of her horrible deplorables that follow her and her minions when she's not gun-sucking. She's got every hateful, horrible view going on
Give
there.
Give me another gun.
And yet now she's going to instantly conflate. There's not even an and. There's like a comma.
So like me saying something is racist is the same as smashing a window.
Burning things down, raping their women, Ryan.
But Dana, what about the fact that people are saying racist things and Islamophobic things? What about that?
How about that Tea Party?
Oh, yeah. What happened to them?
Back in the, 1700s. You love those patriots, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
What did they do? They threw some fucking tea in the water.
Right. They protested
sexism and xenophobia and homophobia,
yes,
to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left...
Bully and terrorize the law-abiding...
Until the only option left.
So, again, falsely conflating peaceful protest with non-peaceful protest, falsely conflating... accusing them of xenophobia, homophobia, racism, everything, with then instant violence.
And
we're violent, apparently.
Oh, yes.
By sitting here and saying that this idiot is a homophobe and an Islamophobe and a racist.
Right.
We're violent, right?
I'm so violent. Oh, I was on the elliptical today listening to hip-hop music. And then you know what I did? I smashed some windows.
So... You can imagine what the only recourse is, Ryan.
Oh, martial law! Sharia law compliant!
...fighting until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of...
Good God.
Bring it!
To fight this violence of lies.
With a clenched fist.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's say what the liberals...
This woman is...
Let's say everyone's lying.
Vile was kind, my adjective for her.
She's inciting people.
Oh, right.
And even that music. If
and
you listen
what a
to
corporate
that music,
shill.
If you listen to that music, it sounds like someone's chasing you down the street. Like it sounds like the masses are coming.
Yep. But listen how they couch the words. This violence of lies.
Oh, yes.
Violence of lies. And then she's going to say with a clenched fist, of truth.
How is anything a violence of lies? That doesn't even make any fucking sense. That's a stupid
This
shit.
Violence of lies with a clenched fist of truth.
Yep. See how she swallowed that of truth?
Yeah.
Violence of lies with clenched fist of truth.
Right.
This is their subliminal mind fucking, well, mindless fucking.
Yeah.
Because it works on the dummies.
Oh my God. You guys are so lucky your followers are stupid as fuck.
And I can't tell you how many of the responses to our tweet were like, well, you know what this did? This made me go get more guns this weekend, libtard.
Of course it did, because it's produced by the NRA. It's a, right. Think of it as a infomercial more than information. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's an advertisement for you to go buy some fucking guns.
What else are they shooting? Why is the National Rifle Association putting this out?
To make money. To make fucking money. To sell guns.
Have you heard anything about guns?
Oh, no, not at all.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
That's the end of it. Join us today.
God.
Fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
That's funny, man.
You're an asshole. Yeah. What a moron.
Fuck off.
What a Dana Loesch shill.
You're a piece of shit. No offense.
Really? I mean,
honestly.
She should be ashamed of herself.
She's
for,
not.
For, oh, of course not. No, there's not a...
That doesn't work self, in her brain.
Yeah,
you know what
self
I mean?
Examining cell in those brains.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Well, Friday is high day, it says.
What does that mean? Like hello, saying hi, or to
no,
smoke
H-I-G-H.
Weed? No, oh,
awesome. It's got a meme of a burning weed.
Oh, awesome, Danke.
So there you go. So that was much of the morning was spent reading the fun responses to our tweet and all the love.
It's so stupid. They're all so fucking stupid.
Yeah, not funny either. I mean, we have in the past liked slams against us because they're funny. I'll grant them that was funny and I'll give them a like or whatever. Or I'll retweet it and say LOL.
Somebody said Dana Loesch is so hot when she talks like that.
Creepy, yeah.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Gee, Sky.
I'm not sure if that person's being ironic.
No,
or,
she's
I mean,
not.
Or sarcastic.
Oh, and she's 100% correct.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so they like Dana Loesch, we love you. That's what that person says.
But the whole Dana Loesch thing, I mean, it ain't being well received, even by some conservatives and Republicans.
Well, because these Republicans are running into this thing that some of them run into with Schittler. Like, they feel exactly the same way Schittler does, but they don't want to be ostracized from normal society. They want to act normal and shit. And so when Dana Loesch starts sounding like a crazy person, all the other people who actually agree with her, who actually probably think she's right, they don't like
she
being thought of as nuts.
She
you know
on,
what I mean?
She was on Fucker Carlson and says that the reaction is the goofiest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
The negative reaction.
Sad.
She's proud of the ad.
Ah.
Sticking by it.
Well, of course. Yeah. Listen, her loony base loves this shit. God, how many Twitter followers does she have? Like a
yeah, over at half a mil.
Oh, gross.
Over at Esquire, they ask,
yes.
what exactly is this NRA video trying to accomplish? Like,
well,
what are they trying to... They're trying to get people to sign up for them.
Right.
And give them money so that they can then funnel it to the gun manufacturers and use it to stuff the pockets of GOP...
Stuff.
Congro whores
hookers
who will just then slavingly vote down any sensible gun legislation,
right?
Even if 80%+ of the people want it.
You know, the great thing is Steve Scalise. We can all then we have to feel bad for people like Steve when they get shot by some lunatic with a fucking gun.
Well, we do.
Bananas. I do feel bad.
Because we're better than them.
Well, yeah, I do feel bad. I'm not saying that, but, you know, it is pretty fucking ironic, isn't it? Little idiot.
Is this Charlie Pierce? It is Charlie Pierce, who's really good. So read Charlie Pierce's... column over at the Esquire.
Oh yeah,
says what is this NRA video trying to accomplish exactly?
Well, at least it makes these people look stupid as fuck. Yeah.
His the last paragraph, Charlie Pierce. Look, free speech and all that. If Loesch and her unhinged boss want to sound like the Khmer Rouge or like Franco in front of the whole nation for the purposes of selling more weaponry, well, that's a sad fact of life here in the United States of America. Still waiting for them to get outraged at the police killing of law-abiding gun owner Philando Castile. Loesch showed more sympathy for Cliven Bundy's cows. But this kind of thing from an organization with outsized political clout at all levels of the government tends toward incitement. Also, in the immortal words of the late Charlie Skinner, the clenched fist of truth is some huckleberry bad writing.
Oh, shit, man. And didn't Trump during the campaign come out and said, oh, I love the NRA. The NRA is my favorite.
Oh, my God. He waved a gun around.
God damn. It is insightful. I mean, this.
Do you remember when Mitch came out? Mitch McConnell came out on stage with a flintlock.
I mean,
from back when he was a kid.
It is kind of interesting to think. Well, lobbyists aren't a part of government, but they write the legislation. Sometimes they fucking give money to our politicians so they can get elected. So to think the NRA isn't a part of our government is a little naive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's bananas. It's so fucked up.
And when you look at the polling that says 80%+ of people, including NRA members, when you break down all the different sensible gun legislation, are like, well, yeah, that makes sense. I don't have a problem with background checks.
Right.
Most. And then when you say, well, here's what goes on with this gun show loophole. When you tell them about it, they're like, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Every other real dealer at gun shows has to do background checks.
Yeah.
If they're an actual gun dealer. The loophole is some yahoo claims he's just a private citizen setting up a table.
Yes.
These are my guns. I'm selling them personally. No background check. And there are nefarious actors.
Sure.
Who use that loophole. So when you tell people that, even NRA members, sane NRA members,
they think, yeah,
they say, well, yeah, that makes sense.
We should fix that.
80%+.
The problem, plus, the
GOP doesn't reflect that.
Well, the problem is, like, I feel like the NRA and a lot of other right-wing loony groups, they do a pretty good job of, when the liberals take the moral high ground in any kind of situation, they make fun of them mercilessly. They call them snowflakes.
They call them
pussies, blah, 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 blah. It just doesn't fucking stop. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? The liberals, they feel ashamed and become nice and quiet and polite and just fucking roll over and take it. A lot of the times. Hopefully that's changing. I don't know.
The you're saying we should respond with a clenched fist of our truth.
No, I didn't say that at all. That's not what I said.
That's what's going on with the Dana Loesch thing. I haven't seen it. Kind of died down from this morning, but follow us on Twitter.
You said half a million Twitter followers.
Half a million.
I wonder how many of those are fucking bots and fake. I bet a lot of them are bullshit. You know, didn't we learn that Bieber or some other lunatic? They
Trump.
Yeah. They didn't have that many followers.
Yeah, Trump. It was found to have like a third of his followers were deemed fake.
Dana, I bet a lot of your followers are bullshit, little robots. What do you think about that?
Which she may not have anything to do with. It's just these troll farms.
That sounds terrifying.
Where, you know, they're getting paid to. Oh my God, I saw this last night.
Imagine if you're a hobbit and you come upon a troll farm. You're like, you're fucked.
Annie Lennox.
Oh yeah, Eurythmics, man. Still alive?
Put out I'm not sure this is Facebook. Might be Facebook. Might be a tweet. But it's amazing. She apparently got an email.
Yes.
Or a letter. Looks like an email. Dear Annie Lennox, Kylie here from, and then she redacted it kindly, which I don't think she should have, but she redacted the K sign of the radio station.
Yes.
It's a radio station.
Sure.
So, you know, like K Rock or what.
Right,
it's not
right.
K Rock, but it's K Fuck.
Got it.
Kylie here from K Fuck Radio Los Angeles.
Yes.
I came across your music online and really like what I heard. I'm the new music coordinator.
Oh, shit.
for a station that has over 100,000 unique listeners each month.
Oh, my God.
I find artists who I think have potential.
Ha! Annie Lennox got this!
And get them in rotation with our station. If you'd like, please send over the MP3 of your latest single. I'll forward it to Glenn, our program director at K-Fuck, to see if he's interested in putting it in rotation.
Oh, I love this. Did Glenn get Sweet Dreams Are Made of These?
Also, what sort of support campaign do you have going on for your single?
I'm Annie Lennox,
press,
baby!
Video? Licensing, etc. I only ask because we are connected to an artist development firm.
Yes.
This is a scam. They're going to hook them up.
Oh, yes. She should send her, hey, Annie Lennox, FedEx the 80s to this asshole. Just FedEx the whole decade. Here's my demo.
We're connected to an artist development firm that can also get you onto 150 radio stations worldwide. And provide support for press, video, retail, and licensing. The best part is if they really like your music, they'll cover all the marketing expenses.
Oh, jeez.
They'll cover all the marketing expenses.
Fuck.
In other words, they might not.
Oh, my God.
So it's probably a scam where they're like, oh, they signed me. They're going to do this. But, well, you know, we're going to have to, initially, you're going to have to cover some of your own marketing expenses.
Well, that's what happens with a lot of these record producers, man. These fucking bands, they record an album and then they go out on tour and shit. They don't make any money because the record company recoups a bunch of expenses. Expenses, in quotes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can check them out. And then she sends a URL, I guess. Please let them know Kylie referred you.
Kylie.
And you should be in. Let me know your thoughts. Be sure to send that MP3.
Oh, my
God. I'd love to hear some more of your music. I'm so glad I discovered you, Annie Lennox.
I will say this, man. The Eurythmics underappreciated, right? Don't you think? I don't hear enough of Eurythmics, man.
And Annie Lennox said, I think I'm in with a chance, ?
Shit.
Unreal.
That is so fucking funny.
Probably a scam.
Yes. Or an idiot.
Or a profound idiot.
It would be funny if it's some intern and then Glenn gets a fucking, whoever Glenn is, he gets a demo of like Sweet Dreams and he's like, hey, Liz, hey, idiot, this is fucking the Eurythmics.
This
okay?
was the number one song
God,
for like,
you're fired!
Like 3 months in 1980 something.
This is probably a bot, but if you exist, you should get another job.
Yeah.
You should be fired. How dare you? It's Annie fucking Lennox, man.
I just think it's a scam.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's for that development marketing firm. When they call and say, Kylie sent us, they're like, oh,
Kylie.
They fell for the Kylie email.
Kylie.
She was on a list of musicians' emails somehow.
Hey, did you hear back from Foreigner or from...
Well, they might hear back from Foreigner.
No.
I'm kidding.
Damn it, I just...
It's a joke.
All right. I had an argument about Foreigner with somebody not too long ago. Underappreciated.
You say they're underappreciated.
Cold as ice, man. I mean, that's like iconic.
Yeah.
They should be played more on people's playlists.
They should, as should Annie Lennox.
Fuck yeah, of course.
Well, goddamn, we haven't even done the headlines yet. That was our headline.
Yes. Damn,
Dana Loesch. And I would like to thank Dana Loesch because, seriously, we got a shit ton of followers. I think we hopefully got some new listeners out of it, and we also got some people who are on our side. A couple of people. One person, somebody said, a California liberal atheist who gives a shit what they say, something like that. And she responded, fuck that. I love them. I'm sorry. We're listening or something like that.
Hey, and Dana Loesch.
I'm following them, she said.
Absolutely. The parents of Sandy Hook, thank you.
Right. We got some DMs. We got all kinds of stuff. Thanks, right wing nut job, Dana. You should be ashamed. You should really be ashamed of yourself.
You are fucking evil. What about all those dead kids at Sandy Hook, and yet you're promoting guns? You're the NRA shill. How dare you?
Having said that, let's see what's going on in the real headlines. It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh, yes.
We'll take a stroll down religious nut job lane. I got...
there's a lot of shit.
Oh, God, there's some news made me crazy also.
Oh, that's awesome,
in
man.
Between fighting off Dana Loesch trolls.
Right.
Here's the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios. deep within the bunker, the well-fortified bunker in Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, June 30th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Ew, wee wee.
Dana Loesch is an American conservative talk radio host, television host at The Blaze.
Oh, my God.
And
the fucking Blaze.
She is also an author.
Oh, an author?
That's media rape right there.
White people in droves.
Is she an author? What has she written? She's, like, novels?
She's an author.
I bet. Listen, Dana, I bet you're an amazing writer. I have no doubt.
Holy shit. Somebody already put in the National Rifle Association video controversy section on her Wikipedia page.
Oh, shit. Who updates that bullshit in Wikipedia, man?
Oh, here's the script even. Holy crap. They use their media to assassinate real news.
Right.
They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler.
God, another Hitler? Guys, Trump is another Hitler. God, he's not Hitler.
In 2014, she wrote, "Hands off my gun," defeating the plot to disarm America. In 2016, she wrote, "Fly over nation, you can't run a country you've never been to." You know, we got two comments about that, about us California liberals in our bubble. And again, a profound giant fuck to you.
Yes.
For that, when the neighborhood, okay, now granted we're in a bubble, when right. We were living in Koreatown, US of A, scant 3 weeks ago, four right. weeks ago, it was the most diverse area I've ever lived in, let alone been in my entire life.
In Koreatown, but within Koreatown we lived in little Bangladesh, which is a tiny little part of Koreatown.
Right. And I've said it before. One time I went to the store and literally counted five different languages being spoken among different families and people moving around.
Totally.
Not counting English.
Yes.
So six. And I thought that was the coolest fucking thing ever. Now, people like Dana Loesch and Dana Loesch's followers would be horrified.
Oh, yes. They'd be like, I just hear a dinging.
Oh.
You don't hear that?
No.
Maybe you have headphones on. I don't think anybody can hear that on the show. There's no way. Yeah, Dana Loesch should be horrified because, yeah, you know what? She's a big fucking racist. And listen,
her minions.
Diversity is a good fucking thing. It's a good thing, okay, idiots? You want to have diversity and shit.
Yeah, and the second largest city in this fucking nation we lived in, every culture and everything, and we were in a bubble?
Yeah, we're in the fucking bubble.
You're in the fucking bubble in Mayberry.
Your fucking flyover state.
Right. You scream bloody murder and go clutch your gun if a black person walks down your street in your neighborhood.
And you don't know how to act.
We're in a bubble.
Yeah, and you got a problem with gay people.
Yeah.
Fuck
and
off.
We're in a bubble.
Please. I guess what? I'm comfortable around a lot of people, and everybody should be. You're a fucking loser.
You can't stand the thought of a trans person using a bathroom.
Who gives a fuck?
We're in a bubble.
Yeah.
Fuck you, pieces of shit. That trope, that bullshit narrative doesn't fly.
Yeah, try to check my dick before I use a bathroom. Fuck you.
Flyover states.
The shitty states.
You can't run a country you've never been to.
Let's be honest.
I've been there. Yes. I've lived there among those people also.
The states that voted for fucking Donald Trump. I'm sorry. That makes you shitty. It does. He's a fucking racist.
Bubble.
He's not another Hitler. He's just Shitler. And it sucks.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Fate.
Huff Post.
Hello.
I was going to do this story anyway. God, she really just doesn't. Well, anyway.
Who is she?
I'm not going to shame her for being on national television and looking like that. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, God.
Who?
She's garbage.
You know what? Did we retweet this? The the Fugelsang.
Nine.
John Fugelsang, who's really fucking funny. You should follow him on the Twitter and everything like that. I saw it. I don't know if I retweeted it. But had a crack about Sarah Huckabee.
Okay.
Sanders. Sarah Huckabee Sanders always seems furious to deal with you apostates while the lazy sister wives rest comfortably at home in the compound.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's what it is. She looks like she's on, like, subbing for someone, one of the actors on 87 Kids and Counting, or whatever the hell that used to be,
you know what she
where the Duggars were.
You know what she reminds me of? The big, scary person.
Oops.
The big, scary girl from The Handmaid's Tale, the one in charge of all the handmaids. You know what I'm talking about?
The ants, yeah.
Ugh. Terrifying.
So the headline over at the HuffPost says, White House blames Chicago morality for gun crime.
How's that work?
Well, it was Sarah Huckabee. She was asked, it was an off-camera briefing. You know, they think they're getting away with shit now by not having people on camera, but
they are.
They're allowing them to tape it.
They are getting away with shit.
Reporters asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders if easy access to guns had anything to do with the violence in Chicago. You know, Trump tweeted out this morning.
Yes.
Crime and killings in Chicago have reached such epidemic proportions that I'm sending in federal help. 1,714 shootings in Chicago this year, ! Poverty has nothing to do with it, of course. You can't blame redlining.
Raise the minimum fucking wage.
And systemic racism.
Keep the guns from flowing in through the lead pipeline from Indiana, dickheads.
Well, Chicago had the most stringent gun laws, and look at all of their killings and shootings, libtard.
Yeah. What about their neighbors?
Well, exactly. I mean, you can't tell them that. You could, if the wind's right, you could smell the farts from Indiana, and you can skip over the border and buy a gun.
Right.
Well, she said, I think the problem there, meaning in Chicago, is that it's a crime problem.
Right.
I think crime is probably driven by morality more than anything else.
Oh, my God. Those black people don't have any morals. What are we going to do? That is the most insensitive thing she could ever fucking say, you privileged white fucking asshole who's rich. I mean, have you ever lived in an impoverished neighborhood, do you think, Sarah Huckabee has, ever? Where there's crime because people don't have enough fucking money. And that's it. Right. That's the point. And there's guns because Indiana, the guns are coming from Indiana, right? Where there's the gun laws are shitty. God. So frustrating.
It also says that it's Trump administration. Oh, this is from Jeff Bosesh. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced today he's dispatched a newly created task force specifically to deal with gun crimes.
Oh, shit.
I'm sure the official title is about gun crimes.
Oh, yeah.
Unofficially, it's black crimes.
Oh, absolutely, man. And what about a task force to get rid of the guns?
The Trump administration will not let the bloodshed go on. We cannot accept these levels of violence. That's why, under President Trump's strong ballsack leadership, we have created the Chicago Gun Strike Force and are sending 20 more permanent ATF agents to Chicago, reallocating federal prosecutors and prioritizing prosecutions to reduce gun violence. Well, almost sounds not insane.
Well,
and reduce with our terrifying. And working with our law enforcement officers, partners, to stop the lawlessness.
This is an extent. They're extending the war on drugs, right? That's what they're going to do. They're sending ATF agents. They're going to make it so that they're trying to get around people's civil liberties, right?
So all that shit sounds sane. Creating a federal prosecutors prioritizing prosecutions to reduce gun violence. But you're going to prioritize prosecutions of a 16-year-old selling weed on the corner.
And it's going to be asset forfeiture.
Who's brown.
Right? They're going to be seizing people's cars. They're justifying searching cars, tossing cars, finding crack, finding, you know, weed or whatever.
Working with our law enforcement partners to stop the lawlessness.
God.
That should send a chill down any sane, freedom-loving American spine. But instead, the Dana Loesch followers are getting a little tickle downstairs from it because they're all about punishment. Punish! Punish the crime.
And you know what people need in this country? We need opioid. We need
more opioids.
Yes, absolutely.
I concur.
You know what I mean. And we need less guns, you know, and we need the minimum wage raised. Those three things would make this country better, wouldn't it?
I think the last one would help solve the other two.
Oh, yeah. Well, the opioid thing, if you think about it, like if the drug companies are just flooding states with these pharmaceuticals.
Well, and people are miserable.
There's nothing you can do to fix that. That's insurmountable. I mean, you have to make these pharmaceuticals quit being cunts.
Well, it shouldn't be for profit.
Right.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
There you go. Sarah Huckabee blaming morality. You know, those immoral.
Why is she... She's like the big mean dog, you know, that you call in. I'm just saying, a mean dog, and I'm not talking about her looks or anything like that. I'm talking about like an attack dog, you know? Why take back Spicy? Why isn't Spicy out there? Because Spicy's more like a little fucking chihuahua. Why bring in the Rottweiler? What's the point? It's as if with all this shit Trump is doing, he's trying to get a foothold or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's like he's trying to distract us from the Russia shit or the investigations. I don't know. You know what I mean? Or am I nuts?
No, yeah. She went to, how do you pronounce this? Wachita Baptist University in Arkadelphia, Arkansas.
Arkadelphia. Come on. Arkadelphia is not. Is that really?
I swear to God. Arkadelphia, Arkansas.
Let me tell you how that... This is how that sounds normal. Game of Thrones. I hail from Arkadelphia.
Right.
Thou shalt bow to me. Arkadelphites, baby.
Wachita Baptist University. She was elected student body president and was active in Republican organizations.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Fuck you, motherfucker. Jeez.
Oh, here's that story of his son killing a dog.
Ugh. Whose son?
Huckabee. During his father's 2008 presidential campaign, both Newsweek and Los Angeles Times reported David Huckabee had been dismissed as a Boy Scout camp counselor in 1998.
How did he get fired from that?
2 weeks shy of his 18th birthday, he was alleged to have been involved in the hanging and stoning to death of a stray dog.
Okay, who is this?
David Huckabee. When animal rights groups sought records from the Arkansas State Police, the request was denied. The police chief at the time said,
God.
Huckabee's chief of staff and personal lawyer both pressured him to write a letter officially denying the local prosecutor's request.
Oh, my God. These people are the worst people ever.
Mike Huckabee fired Bailey, the police chief, 7 months later.
Yes.
In 2007, he told Newsweek, the governor told him, I've lost confidence in your ability to do your job.
Oh, my
God. And, quote, I couldn't get you to help me with my son when I had a problem.
Yes. Now, you see, these Republicans, this is why Trump, I mean, he's not normal in the sense that he's very upfront about his racism and he's not on the down low with it. However, he is just like the rest of these GOP monsters. There's nothing unique about him. He's just loud. The rest of this group is just as racist and just as vile and just as heinous
horrible
as Trump is. So the GOP, we can't let the GOP say this is not us. Because, baby, you guys are Trump. More than anything, Trump embodies who you are. This guy is using his power to get his son off a charge from stringing up a dog and stoning a dog to death. That is the GOP. This is fucked up. And now Sarah Huckabee's the mouthpiece for Schindler. God.
Mike Huckabee flatly denied the account. He insisted his son did not engage in, quote, intentional torture.
How do you accidentally string up a dog, throw rocks at him? That's what I want to fucking know.
A campaign official once said, though, that David Huckabee regrets the incident.
Yeah, dude. You want to regret? Listen, I feel like Alex Jones.
He was once arrested in 2007 for attempting to board a plane departing from Little Rock, Arkansas, with a loaded Glock handgun.
You're a piece of shit. Who are you? Mike Huckabee.
He had a concealed weapon permit at the time.
Yes.
Said he forgot about it in his luggage.
Who forgets? I forgot about the Glock in my bag.
Well, that disqualifies you from responsible gun ownership.
I forgot.
Don't you think?
Oh, fuck yes.
Is that responsible gun ownership? I forgot I have a loaded gun.
Dude, that,
in my bag.
You're a douchebag. I forgot is not an excuse. I have a question for Mike Huckabee. My God, you are a governor. You are the shittiest father I've ever fucking heard of. You got your son stringing up a dog, throwing rocks at him. And then Sarah Huckabee sounds, I don't know what she sounds like. She sounds like a fucking fascist. You're garbage.
Somebody called her Baghdad Bobette.
God.
Baghdad Bobette.
Huh.
Huckabee entered a guilty plea and received a 1-year suspended sentence.
Of course.
With 10 days of community service.
Hey, you better be lucky you're white, and you better be lucky your dad's a big fat politician with power.
There you go.
And that these privileged people, Sarah Huckabee, has the nerve to say that people in Chicago have a morality problem.
And then her father and she and the rest of them think that gay people shouldn't have the same rights as everybody else.
What kind of person? Listen, Sarah, I'm not blaming you for your brother's crime of killing that dog and torturing an animal. Or Mike Huckabee.
Unforgivable, yeah.
But unforgivable. Let me tell you something. But what kind of person does that?
Right. A sociopath. A psychopath.
Your brother, your son did that. But yet you don't want to extend rights to gay people because you don't think they're deserving of them. But yet your son and your brother are, and he beat a fucking dog to death.
It's the Republican hypocrisy is one word now.
Yes.
I mean, it's not even hyphenated anymore.
That's the GOP. This is the GOP. Yeah. This is who they are. You guys are vile pieces of garbage. All of you. All of you. Good Christ, man. I gotta stop thinking about that.
I'm here. I got a life force. I'm a human, and I'm coming. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
Oh, my God, you know. There's a story about, there's some other story about Mars today. I couldn't even read it because I just kept thinking about.
Oh, well, the headlines today are making fun of Alex Jones. And,
the child
molester. Well, the fact that, the fact that one of Trump's dearest apparent closest advisors and respected media had a guy on who says that there's a camp on Mars. Where they ship apparently kids once that have been diddled here on Earth.
Yes.
Once they get a hair or two.
Right.
Time for Mars. Time for slavery on Mars.
I have a question for you. Yes. Say you're in charge of the Starship Enterprise. Or you're in the Federation.
Okay.
Right. Do you know what the Prime Directive is? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah. Yes.
Don't fuck with anything. You're not allowed to fuck with any life forms you find on planets. You don't want to fuck up their history or their whatever.
Correct.
So you're sputtering around on your fucking Starship. You come upon this fucking...
I got a life force!
Right. That has, you know, these poor kids that have been victims of child molestation, they're being used as slaves. Does the Prime Directive allow you to liberate these kids?
No, I wouldn't think. Wasn't that a Star Trek or two? Was like, where it was a moral...
Did the guy steal his
where
idea?
Where it was a moral imperative that, like, Yes. How far do you take the prime directive? What if, like you said, what if there's slavery going on, or what if there's ritual rape going on, or whatever? Do you condone
that? I don't know. I wouldn't. I'd be the worst Captain Kirk. I'd be like, hey, let's fire up
them
phasers.
Fuck your prime directive,
I'm
yeah.
I'm fucking some shit up, man. I don't give a fuck. If I saw a bunch of a fucking planet populated with Dave Huckabees torturing dogs and shit, yeah. My God, God damn it. God.
And then Daddy covers it up.
Oh, yeah.
When the police want to look into it.
With his power and his influence, he intimidated people.
Yep.
That story that you read sounded like he twisted arms to get this horrific crime that his son did to go away.
God. Yeah. Over at the Drudge Report, the headline is Summer of Crazy, and it's a picture of Joe and Mika with Trump.
Yes.
Looking at them from apparently one of their, when they were friends, when they were BFFs before. It's a summer of crazy.
Yes. I got to tell you, if anybody in the press have been made to look more idiotic, I mean, Joe and Mika, you got to admit, the campaign and so far their coverage of Schittler, they're idiots. They're assholes. They seem like fuck faces. Honestly, you know what I mean?
The headline leads to, I've never even heard of this. This is some weird Grabian news or something, but it's a sarcastic montage. The doctors on Morning Joe have diagnosed Donald Trump as a sociopath. Almost as soon as Donald Trump was inaugurated president, the hosts of NBC's Morning Joe began pushing a narrative that the president could very well be criminally insane.
Which, you know,
they're upset. They're upset about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Joe Scarborough, they say.
Well, I mean, they're just so opportunistic and such shills because they didn't, you know, nobody in the media really did, I guess. But especially, I mean, they're the morning show on what's supposed to be the left wing part of cable news. And they never called Schittler out on his racism, never called Schittler out on his sexism, because they wanted to have a friendly relationship so the guy would come on their show and give them ratings. And that's so whorish.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked. It worked wonderfully, and it's still working. They're still getting ratings off this, right?
Although Morning Joe or Drudge Report does share a link. It says a poll says 71% say the tweets are hurting the agenda.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard. What agenda? What is his agenda? Who the fuck would, to say that it hurts his agenda to me is fake news, because I want to know what his agenda is. What is it? Is it to build a wall? Is it to, probably to make all gay and brown people disappear.
To be loved.
Yeah.
So that everyone recognizes how great I am.
To have everybody look at my big, thick cock and wander in awe. That's what he wants. Who knows?
You know, I knew this would get him in trouble, but this also, God, Drudge has really got some links to some batshit websites today. This is newsbusters.org, which is a proven fake news right wing lunatic site.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got a clip yesterday of, I was watching this, Chris Matthews over at MSNBC. And for some reason, he keeps bringing this up whenever they talk about Jared.
Yes.
And his theory, he hates it that it's like the Romanovs. It's a royal family. It shouldn't be run like this.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be the brother and the sons. And he calls them Uday and Kuse. Chris Matthews calls them Uday and Kuse.
Yeah.
And
well, you call him that.
Well, yeah.
Did he steal that from you?
Well, but that's not what he got in trouble for. What he keeps getting in trouble for is when he starts talking about Jared.
Yes.
He brings up the son-in-law business, and he goes, and somebody inevitably says, well, Jared has all this power in the White House, and he's kind of untouchable. That's why we don't have nepotism. That's why we have these laws against this
shit.
Because the added level of Jared being an untouchable family member means that people might not speak the truth to Jared or about Jared or challenge Jared because he's a family member.
Absolutely.
When they should, if something professionally that's going to hurt the fucking United States of America happens, you got to keep your mouth shut because you're worried that he's firmly attached to one of the nuts of Trump.
But our president doesn't give a fuck about the country. He wants people loyal to him.
So people bring that up.
Yes.
When they start talking about Jared, why does this have all this power? And he's done this so many times. Yeah, Chris Matthews brings up Mussolini and how Mussolini had his son-in-law executed.
Oh, my God. He loves that shit, though. He loves that reference. And I think Chris Matthews likes to show off that he reads books and things like that, and he's not a total idiot, you know? But it is kind of nuts. He brings it up every fucking time.
Over here at Newsbusters, Matthews suggests Trump channel Mussolini and murder Kushner.
He does say that a lot, though. And I don't even listen every day. I listen, you know, probably 3 or 4 times a week to that gigantic.
I think his point is not that it should happen. I think he's saying that, well, historically, even being your son-in-law doesn't necessarily spare you from the wrath of the dictator.
Right.
That's Chris Matthews' point. He's just not really good at articulating it. And yesterday, the way he said it did sound like he was saying, wouldn't it be great if Trump decided to be like Mussolini?
You know, I mean, you know what's fucked up, though? Okay, Obama. How is he most like Mussolini? How can you compare Obama? How is Obama similar to Mussolini? It's kind of, I would have to sit here and think, you know, I don't know. I don't even know.
Hated freedom.
But it's not so hard to say, how's Hitler similar to Mussolini?
Obamacare.
Right.
Making everyone get health care and be healthy and shit.
Giving everyone health care is how Obama is similar to Mussolini.
Taxing the rich and giving people health care is Mussolini.
God damn it. That's liberal exhausting. Media, they want to call Trump another Hitler. You guys
they use their schools to teach your kids that the president is another Hitler, is the quote from NRA shill Dana Loesch.
You think how horrible Twitler is and all this shit. He's racist. He says horrible fucking things. But yet the right spent 8 years talking about how Obama was from Kenya, you know, based on his skin color. He wasn't a real American because blacks aren't real Americans, according to these fucking racists.
You're right.
They said Obama was coming for your guns over and over and over. He wasn't. Even after Sandy Hook, he wasn't coming for your fucking guns, you fucking dickheads. It was just lies and how he's a dictator and a fucking tyrant. But we're getting shit for calling Trump another Hitler.
Right.
God.
And who's, again,
you.
Let's take a look at the end game. Who wants to give everybody equal rights?
Right.
And equal access to health care.
Liberals.
I think health care is a right. I think, especially in the richest fucking cunting country on the planet.
Yes.
When you have Koch brothers running around and Soros running around and Warren Buffett and Bezos with billions and billions and billions of dollars in electronic accounts doing nothing. I do think that society is better off if they pay some more taxes. A lot more taxes,
right?
That won't affect them. Fuck all.
Hello.
One tiny iota will their lives be affected?
I just bought a can opener from Jeff Bezos.
10% tax or an extra 20% tax.
This shit.
Not one iota. Yet they could guarantee everyone in this country health care. Bernie Sanders could guarantee everybody in this country free college by putting a tiny little tax on all of these banking transactions and these Wall Street transactions. Tiny little tax on every single transaction.
And we
pay sales tax.
Yes. But you know, man, we can't even get into that way of thinking. Because Trump and all these evil GOP dickheads have labeled every good liberal cause as something that just gives back to the fucking takers.
Yep.
They demonized it. And it's amazing if you think about it. Like, because other countries, like other Scando countries, and maybe I'm wrong, but the point I would imagine of their government is to extend rights to more and more people, extend benefits to more and more people, to take care of more and more people. Right? Isn't that the idea? Wasn't that the spirit of Obamacare?
Yes.
Shouldn't that be the spirit of our fucking government?
No. Not according to them.
I mean, shit. God, hey, I know he's not president, but Huckabee, would you ever think to extend the same, consideration that you gave your son that beat a dog to death, strung him up, threw rocks at him till the dog was fucking dead? Would you ever think to extend that consideration to say people of color or poor people or gay people or people in need or something like that? But your privileged fucking son that beat a dog to death, you'll do anything in your power to save his fucking career, his life, his reputation. Fuck you.
Right?
God. Damn.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Welcome, and thanks for listening to us here at Crab Diving. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements.
That's right.
But you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
Jeff Bezos carves off a few centavos from... From what you pay and gives it to us.
Centavos. That is a penny in Spanish?
Sure. good news?
Oh, yes.
No, this is, I guess, good news.
God,
far
damn
too
it.
Late. And actually, I didn't know this. I would have bet this had already happened.
Right.
But it didn't.
Okay.
It happened today.
Oh, shit.
It hasn't quite been signed yet. It'll be signed on July 7th, according to reports.
July.
But Germany will be legalizing same-sex marriage.
Oh, shit.
I would have assumed they were already.
Yeah,
but
what up?
They were not.
I would think they would have been. They would have done that already.
Angela Merkel opposed it.
Nein! What?
Well, she's kind of conservative as Europe goes.
Yeah, yeah.
As sane liberals go. She's a little on the conservative side.
Yeah, their conservatives aren't like ours, like obsessed with Jesus.
Well, they
guns
have those.
And beating black people.
They have those.
Okay.
Would love to be able to,
cops...
flash the swastika again, but they got laws against that shit there.
I'm serious. Do their cops have as big a problem with shooting unarmed black people to death as we have over
I'm
here?
I'm willing to say no. I don't think... I think that's a decidedly unique American experience.
Oh, good for us!
Exceptionalism.
God damn. Yeah, that's
our
right.
Exceptionalism.
Make America great again. Fuck off.
The bill now heads the House Parliament for formal approval. It'll be sent to the President Steinmeier to sign.
Nine.
Merkel voted no.
No. What an asshole.
After in a statement, she said, I hope that with today's vote, not only the mutual respect... that mutual respect is there between individual positions, but also that a piece of social peace and togetherness could be created. Blah, yes. Blah, 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 blah. The vote passed 393 to 226. 4 abstentions. I'm abstaining.
Yes.
Or I'm abstaining.
9.
They say it's not total legalization. It's better described as overcoming the largest hurdle still barring that right.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ. You're right. It's just surprising to me. I would think they would have like been there, done that, baby.
The vote is a win for secularization in Germany.
Oh, shit.
Where Merkel's Christian Democratic Union Party and other groups have long stood in opposition to same-sex marriages based on tradition.
You guys.
Oh, they have had registered life partnerships.
Yeah.
So they've had the equal benefits of society. It's like here when they had civil unions, they called them.
Right, right.
Separate but equal.
Oh, how nice.
I believe we had I believe we tried that. but the director of Germany's anti-discrimination agency hit back against fundamentalist Christian groups, saying it's not about special rights for anyone, it's about equal rights. So they were doing the same thing there that they do here. You are giving special rights to the homosexuals. No, we're not Russian or German snowflake. We're giving equal rights to everyone.
God, that is surprising though, man.
And this person said what we've all said and we know is going to happen.
Right.
I'm certain that just a few years from now, as a society, we will look back on this decision on marriage equality and ask ourselves, why on earth did it take us so long?
And why don't you want to be on the right side of history earlier? I mean, if you know it's coming, if you see, don't you want to be early on that? And then you don't have to explain why it took you so long.
Says here at Pathos, Germany has lagged behind other nations when it comes to eliminating homophobia through legislation. In fact, German parliament voted only last week to void convictions of 50,000 men punished under anti-gay laws repealed in 1994.
Oh, shit. So the law was repealed in 94, but
and
they've
they voided the convictions. I mean, obviously.
But recently.
People,
they only did it recently.
Last week.
Holy shit.
Took them a while.
Oh, my God. So you could be prosecuted under some dumbass anti-gay law that was from back in the 90s, and it's still on your fucking record?
Yeah.
Think about that, man. Think about, like, there's a crime on your record, how that affects, like, getting a job,
right,
an apartment, all kinds of bullshit.
I mean, I would hope and assume that maybe they're a little more sane about it. Like, if somebody, an employer, looks at your record and sees you were convicted of sucking a wiener back in 1993, that they would be like, that's ridiculous. But
if you're looking at, you know, the fucked up thing is, I mean, you know, what if the person's a fucking homophobe? And then actually, if that's a crime and it shows up in your record as a crime, then that person, I mean, that's like saying the state says, you know what? You can take into account that this person's gay.
Yeah.
That is fucked up.
Yay, religion.
Oh, that's right. Faithless Friday, baby.
Yay, religion.
I always forget. Sky God always has his fucked up, creepy, pervy hand in things.
Well, strap in.
Ooh, strap it on.
Another giant fuck you to decency and kindness and equality from the sovereign Lone Star Republic of Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Fuck you.
Where the Supreme Court there,
yes,
has thrown out a ruling,
okay,
that said that same-sex couples are entitled to the same marriage benefits as one man, one woman.
Right. They threw it out.
Yes.
Oh, my God. How do you do that?
They threw out a lower court ruling that said spouses of gay and lesbian public employees are entitled to government-subsidized same-sex marriage benefits. So if your insurance covers your wife.
Okay, sure.
Your pension when you die goes to your wife.
But if my wife has the same fun parts that I have, I'm shit out of
luck,
right?
Texas is now saying we don't have to.
God damn, welcome to The Handmaid's Tale. That's fucked
up.
It's
not going to fly.
No, never, because
this is a fuck you. This is a fuck you.
But it won't fly because the Supreme Court will say that's bullshit.
I hope.
Even though we got Gorsuch.
We still got Kennedy.
Yeah.
Who has steadfastly voted pro-gay rights.
Yeah, again, if you voted for Schittler and you're saying it was the economy and you believed in him, you must hate your gay
friends.
And
hey, what damage can he do?
Well, if you're gay and brown, a lot.
Yeah, Gorsuch is going to be doing 30 or 40 years of damage. Thanks.
God, that long? How old is that guy?
40s, 50s, 50s.
Oh, my fucking God. He's young. God. Why are these SCOTUS motherfuckers lifetime? Why are they lifetime?
Because it, purportedly, they're supposed to be above partisanship. That's supposed to keep them above the political fray. But that's, you know.
And, of course, the bullshit line on that is it's all these liberal justices with their fucking agendas and shit like that.
Well, if they don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Activist judge.
Right.
Texas Supreme Court on Friday threw out this lower court ruling. The state's highest civil court unanimously ordered the trial court to reconsider the case.
Yes.
It was part of a case challenging Houston's benefits policy.
Yes.
The Supreme Court there suggested that the landmark ruling legitimizing same-sex marriage does not fully address the right to marriage benefits.
Oh, okay.
Well, they didn't write in there that if we have to allow them to get married, that we have to treat them just like their other marriages.
They're human beings. They're not human.
Not the SCOTUS.
Beings.
No, or the SCOTUS.
Oh, yeah. Plural of SCOTI?
No, Texas. Supreme Court of U.S. It's not us. It's Supreme SCOTUS. TX. Scottix.
I believe it's pronounced Kotex.
Scottix.
Right. Scottix. Fuck you.
Justice Jeffrey Boyd said there's still room for state courts to explore the reach and ramifications of the 2015 ruling in Obergefell versus Hodges, the same-sex marriage. There's still room we need to look at. Some things we need to look at here.
What are you going to reconsider? What new information do you have that would make you think that needs to be reexamined?
We agree with the mayor of Houston that any effort to resolve whether and the extent to which the Constitution requires states or cities to provide tax-funded benefits to same-sex couples without considering Obergefell would simply be erroneous. On the other hand, we agree the Supreme Court did not address and resolve that specific issue.
What the fuck?
So they're basically saying, well, it doesn't say that just because we have to allow them to be married like everybody else, that we have to treat them like everybody else.
But don't you? Why don't you just apply the separate but equal test?
There you go.
That I mean, come on. Grow up, man. I mean, you're re-examining this? That's so fucked up. And this is just a bullshit overture to right-wing nut job loons in Texas to, galvanize these fuckers to get them out to vote for all the wrong fucking reasons.
They're trying to, the same way they're doing to
riling
abortion.
Up their face,
they're
right?
trying death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah.
That's one of the arguments that even some liberals have against Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
Was that it was too much too soon and they should have tried to get it more at the state level. It would be stronger than when it got to the final Supreme Court decision. And that there was too many vagaries in Roe versus Wade, allowing these assholes to say, you got to have a 72-hour waiting permit or waiting period. You are not allowed. You have to have your head strapped down like fucking Clockwork Orange and look at that face. Look at that face on the sonogram before you kill it, you whore.
I mean, it's got to be a tough argument to have if you're pushing for Roe v. Wade, because it's like by waiting until you have a better bill or a better law or whatever by waiting, that means that people are being denied their rights. You know, I mean,
all right.
Yeah. I mean, so like it's a shitty choice. It's a shitty fucking choice.
After the ruling, public employers in Texas, including state agencies and universities, quickly extended benefits to same-sex couples.
Bam!
You're married as a same-sex marriage. You get health care on your family plan.
Your insurance or something.
In an attempt to relitigate the high court's decision to taxpayers. Ooh, Texas. I don't want to pay taxes for fags. I don't want to pay taxes for religion.
Yeah, what about that?
Represented by same-sex marriage opponents.
Why not? Hey, how?
So same-sex marriage opponents. I'm sure this Liberty Council probably scumbags.
Yes.
These anti-American, Christo fascist Taliban lawyers.
Fuck you.
Who represented Kim Davis.
Yeah.
As she climbed up on the cross. In her Christian frock. And
they roll into town and they
said, I'm going to suffer.
Doesn't Kim Davis get that she was kind of used? She was used to push some right-wing GOP agenda.
No, they made
nobody gives a fuck about you, Kim.
Told her hero. Are you kidding me? She's probably,
they weren't concerned about your religious freedom and your religious right to be a big fucking bigot.
They argued the interpretation in Obergefell's too broad and that the right to marry, quote, does not entail any particular package of tax benefits, employee fringe benefits, or testimonial privileges. But it does.
Yes.
If those are, like you said, it's the equal protection clause. If you're guaranteed a right as a married couple, that entails all these benefits as a public employee that you're supposed to receive.
Right.
By definition, the two lesbians next to you have to get the exact same benefits. You cannot discriminate against them because there's two vaginas bumping into each other.
Two vaginas.
Or whatever they do.
One cup. Yeah. Bump. I mean, I don't know. Whatever they want to do is fine with me. I don't give a shit.
So this is just dickishness. This is just, again, another fuck you. Like that Jason Rapert asshole.
Oh, God damn it.
State representative in Arkansas.
Fuck you.
Who's the one who put up that Ten Commandments a few days ago.
And you know what? That's almost criminal that you'd spend taxpayer dollars because you know how that ends up. You know the end game.
Right.
You know, it's not supposed to fucking be there.
But now they're playing long ball. They think that, oh my God, we got Gorsuch. And hopefully somebody will retire or have a grabber and we'll be able to put in a real conservative and they'll never get the Supreme Court back from us.
Right. And you know what the great thing is? We'll be totally intolerant as a nation. We won't have any diversity. We'll be a joke on the fucking planet. Trump is so worried about being laughed at. What do you think bullshit like this does?
Far too late, by the way. Yeah,
yeah. People are laughing like us. The people are laughing at us. We're douchebags.
I think we either might or might not be.
My mom.
I'm seeing weird errors. We may or may not be going out.
And she said, Iron Garlic show is on right now on the stream, and I was trying to listen.
Fascinating. I'm getting a shit ton of error codes right now, so that's a distinct possibility.
Oh, shit.
So we're recording, though, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I will say? I love the unit of measure a shit ton. I use that for everything. So much so that it doesn't even mean anything.
Yeah, there's some weird thing that says fetching configuration or whatever. But so you're not listening live, so I'm not going to apologize. So to those that are listening as a podcast, thank you.
Thank you for downloading
us. Apologizing for listening to this part.
I wonder what people are doing when they're listening, like when they download. A lot of times I listen to podcasts while I'm washing dishes or on the elliptical.
Yep.
Send us a tweet at Crab Diving. What do you do when you're listening to the crabs? Beat your head against the wall. That's what I'd be doing.
So a giant,
fuck you,
massive crabby fuck you to Texas.
You know why it's so evil? It doesn't seem necessary. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like it's necessary. It just seems like punching down, like saying, hey, listen, let's just fuck up the rights of gay people. Why?
Yeah.
Why? To fucking appeal to your shitty base of voters?
There's zero standing.
Yeah.
To use the legal term. What you can't, not one person can point to why a gay marriage hurts them.
How does it hurt you? How does it fuck up your marriage?
And I don't like it doesn't count. Or it hurts my God's law doesn't count.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yet.
It's fucking stupid.
Yes.
And you know, you bring up a good point. Because it's not like these GOP legislators really care about this shit. They just want voters.
Yes.
And I put up a bunch of promo pics for today's show for Faithless Friday. I Googled Trump praying because it looks insane. He is not into the Jesus. He could look more awkward, more uncomfortable, more foreign with his head bowed.
Oh, he has no idea what's going on, yeah.
But yeah, you evangelicals voted for him. Why?
Fleeced.
Because you're racist?
Fleeced, because he told them he was going to give them what they wanted.
Right.
But they're going after the Johnson Amendment now. I saw an article about that this morning.
What's that, Pat?
Keep your church money out of our elections. Well, they did it for corporations. Church is the people, too. That's what they're going to say.
So why not do it for churches? What about for mosques?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, really, now you got to do it for everybody. You got to do it for everybody. What about the Church of Satan? What about the Dudist Church?
Right.
What about the Temple of Aquaman? You better fucking, you know, be fair.
We do have a half hour left. I could try to restart this and we'll be back in 2 seconds. You won't, if you're listening as a podcast, you won't notice the difference. And you can't be listening live right now.
Right.
So we'll be back in a sea hair.
Due to technical difficulties, we join Crab Diving already in progress.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us as a podcast, you notice nothing. If you're listening to us live, we're back. Technical difficulties, I think something in the cloud. I don't think it was our problem. I think something went all Twitter-pated. Anyway, we're back. Faithless Friday here in Crab Diving. We were just talking about the wonderful Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
Ruling from the Texas Supreme Court down there.
Yeah.
Fucking with
the rights of gay people.
Total fuckery going on down there saying, well, you had that gay marriage thing, but you never said that we have to treat them the same.
Ooh.
A ridiculous, heinous attack. And hopefully it'll just end up making it stronger. Hopefully it'll get to SCOTUS and they'll decide that they can't discriminate against these married couples as much as they fucking would love to.
But it's like you said, as long as Kennedy stays in there and nobody has a grabber,
it might be 5-4, yeah. And then and the other ones now that the precedent has been set may, you know, go by that. They may say, well, it should be just common sense that you if you designate someone to a legal status, that they are then equal in do all equal rights and benefits of anyone else in that status.
You know, and also, like, what do you think, even if you're a conservative judge on that court, do you have any shame? You know, do you want to be seen on the wrong side of history?
I'll bet they, I don't know how they become SCOTUS or SCOTUS down in Texas, but I'll bet they're elected.
Oh, right. They
now,
don't give a shit.
Every one of those assholes can say, I tried to defend marriage.
I just asked if the Supreme Court in Texas had any, you know, I'm out of my mind. I apologize. That was my white privilege.
So, yeah, we mentioned this Johnson Amendment thing that the theists, the Christo Taliban, are trying to go after.
Johnson.
Which, by the way, I would defy any evangelical out there to know what it fucking is.
Right.
I'm sure when Trump said we're going to get rid of the Johnson Amendment, they thought it was something about dicks.
Oh, absolutely. They wouldn't know. They're like, they coming after Jesus.
So last month he signed an executive order supposedly weakening the Johnson Amendment, which it really didn't. It's another one of these faux executive orders that it's like, we're going to take a look at this stuff.
It's bullshit.
I'm going to sign a paper that says it.
Yeah. We're going to take a look at it. We're going to get back to you with a plan in a couple of weeks. Right, Trump? That's the thing, right?
Part of the law, very soon, in the near future.
Okay, meaning never.
Part of the law says tax-exempt organizations, such as churches, cannot endorse candidates from the pulpit. Nor, by the way, can the ACLU or other tax-exempt organizations officially endorse a candidate.
That's sort of what makes our country great.
They can talk about the issues.
Yes.
But they can't cross the line and tell people who to vote for. They do.
But we
they
see it
do.
All the fucking time, don't we?
Jim fucking Baker.
Yes.
The religious right hates the Johnson Amendment. They say it violates their freedoms of speech.
Their freedom to buy our political system. Okay.
Trump promised them it's going. If you elect me, I'll get rid of it.
Well, listen, he's also promising a wall between us and Mexico adorned with solar panels upon the top of it. Right?
He said his executive order didn't repeal it because he can't do that.
Yes.
It's one of those law things that Congress, despite his protests.
Right.
It's equal, co-equal governments. He thinks he's king.
Fuck you, boy.
Doesn't work that way.
Right.
All he did was tell the IRS it was okay not to go after churches that violated the rules.
Oh, okay.
But they weren't going to, so they're looking the other way. Don't. But it says the IRS was already not going after any of these churches. Much to the chagrin of church-state separation groups.
God, this is bullshit. Why does every politician on the right do this? Why do they make straight white dudes and women, why do they make them feel like there's a war on Christianity? They're coming for your God, and they're coming for your
Republican
guns and your fetuses.
They'll vote Republican.
Guys, you fucking right-wing nut job voters, smarten up. But I know you can't because you're dumb. You don't know what to do.
It would take an act of Congress to achieve an actual repeal, and according to Pathios here, that's what Congress is now trying to achieve.
Do you ever hear this shit called ginkgo biloba? You take
it. Sure, that brain stuff.
Right. What if we put something like that into the water stream? You know how in Flint, Michigan, they put lead and then what was it? Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah, right. Well, everything they could think of.
Yeah, why can't we do that but with like brain juice?
I like to fight too.
You could probably colloidal silver. Everybody start taking colloidal silver. It'll make you smarter, right?
Did you see there's an article out there that found a bunch of the same products being sold on InfoWars?
Yeah, no.
Are identical to a lot of the products being sold on Goop. Gwyneth Paltrow's Steam Your Pussy website.
Wait, that goes against everything Alex Jones is, know, baby. He ain't got nothing to do with Goop.
Same supplement, same brand. Hilarious.
What do we know the names of Alex Jones's children? Are they at all like Apple or
I don't know if it's
Cloaca or whoever the fuck, you know, the names of Gwyneth Paltrow's spawn? Apple Paltrow.
So back to this this ridiculous attempt on trying to allow churches to spend money and to just blatantly endorse candidates. The House Financial Services and General Government Subcommittee will be working on the fiscal year 18 Financial Services Appropriation Bill. Within that bill,
yes,
they've slipped in a law saying the IRS may not use funds to investigate a church for breach of the Johnson Amendment without personal sign-off of the IRS commissioner, who must also report to Congress.
So it will never be.
It'll never happen.
God, isn't that diabolical?
That's Republican.
You're not letting your
sneak evil shit in
the body of your government do what they're supposed to fucking do. Why in this instance would the IRS need to get the sign off from Schittler to investigate shit?
Well, and then they're also saying they're going to go after it. People are getting ready to sue instantly because the several problems with it.
Yes.
One says by giving houses of worship special treatment.
Special.
In the enforcement of IRS restrictions on this stuff, the amendment raises serious concerns of the Establishment Clause. So if you say you can't go after the churches, but you go after that ACLU if they try to endorse anybody.
Oh, my God. We are in Bizarro Worldville, USA. It's so fucked up.
It's a blatant attempt, they say, by to exempt Christian churches and churches alone from complying with the Johnson Amendment.
That is fucked up. That's evil.
Note, there are no provisions for secular, non-faith-based nonprofits to enjoy these same protections, nor does it mention anything about synagogues, mosques, or any other religious institution.
But this isn't even in the spirit of our government. How is this possible? How is this possible that this bullshit sees a light of fucking day?
The religious right won't tell you this, but the current law does not restrict any group's free speech rights. Nonprofits and religious groups can and do speak freely on the issues that matter to them.
Yes.
Including abortion, healthcare, LGBTQ rights, the environment. What they can't do is tell their parishioners who to vote for or donate church money to a specific candidate's campaign.
Okay. God.
Only members of the radical religious right. This isn't. I saw this earlier when Trump first brought it up.
Yes.
It was like, well, who's asking for this? Nobody. 99% of the Christian organizations out there have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
So who is asking for this?
The radical religious right, the lunatics.
Is this something he does to make some kind of controversy so people don't give a fuck about this Russian shit? Is this what this is, or is this...
No, this is a campaign promise to get the knuckle draggers to vote for him, the 6,000-year-old earthers.
Well, you know, you bring up a campaign promise, but what about the campaign promise Schittler made to the LGBT community to look out for their rights and to be the best candidate he could be? He'd be the best for the LGBT. That's what he said. Well, they didn't celebrate gay pride at the White House for the first time in years. Why?
Right.
What the fuck, Schittler? You suck. It's just so white-centric, man. It's like, Oh, you're right. It's Make America White Again. That's what his fucking presidency's all about. I'm erasing all the black fingerprints from the White House. God.
And just to keep themselves in charge.
Oh, yeah.
Is the main.
Right.
The main thing.
Meanwhile, you got this Jared Kushner, whoever the fuck he is. This Johnny come lately to government, threatening people. He's your little henchman, your little, oh, God. Your errand boy.
The, so there you go. The House Republicans will be voting on these amendments and everything.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And they're just, Trump has vowed he's going to get rid of it. His last time that he went and filleted the evangelicals, promised him, I'm going to get rid of that Johnson Amendment. I know you don't like the Johnson. I'm getting rid of it.
You know, I mean, you really got to hand it to the GOP, right? I mean, bang up job. You got the Senate, you got the House, and you got the White House. Great job.
Congrats.
Doing wonderfully. I mean, you know, we're all but on fire over here.
On fire.
Yeah, yeah.
We looked at the ingredients used in products sold on InfoWars and compared to the products sold in the wellness shops. Goop.
Right. That's awesome.
they're the same things. In slightly different packaging. It looks like it's even the same manufacturers. They just changed the name of the product.
So what's a vaginal steamer?
What gets called Super Male Vitality over at InfoWars,
yes,
is branded sex dust.
Who is this story worse for? That's hard to say.
Yeah.
Is it worse for Gwyneth or is it worse for Looney Tunes McGee? Alex, they're both loony, but Alex.
Quartz noted an article yesterday, many of the same pseudoscientific products that are sold on Gwyneth Paltrow's website, Goop,
Fudo,
are also being sold on Alex Jones's shop.
Oh, my fucking God.
At InfoWars. No, well, no vaginal steamers or no rocks to shove up your cooter. Yes.
And Alex Jones will just deny
or
this.
Or eggs. Was it eggs? Ceramic eggs or something that you stuck up? You're supposed to stick up
you
your vag?
Insert. You don't know about this? You insert this rock egg into your vagina, and it makes everything better. Never heard of this? Jeez.
I haven't.
Get woke. Steam your pussy. What's the
$55
for
a jade egg to stick up your cooter.
But this is like the technology behind gemstones or crystals. Crystals. You know what's crazy? You would be shocked to know the amount of comics that carry around crystals and put them in their pocket, and they think it has something to do with them having good sets or not.
Okay. Is that
they think their comedy is helped by putting a crystal in their pocket.
I mean, one of the few lesser innocuous ridiculousnesses.
Well, I guess.
And I'm okay with people praying before their set or crossing themselves. God, you ever see anyone cross themselves before a set?
I would love to. I would make fun of them. I really would. Comedians aren't human, so you can do whatever you want to them.
Nice.
I don't mean that. Hyperbole.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Alex Jones selling the same bullshit.
Amazing.
Apparently.
That sex dust. I want to know, seriously, what do they call the vaginal steamer at the InfoWars?
I don't think
store?
They have one over at InfoWars.
Oh, jeez, but did they repurpose it for something else? Is it like a beard cleaner?
It's an anal steamer.
You got to steam your anus. Everybody knows.
You got to steam your anus. All that meat you eat.
Oh, my God.
Gets your anus all meaty.
This is worse for Alex Jones, because I imagine he gets all his money from his store, and Gwyneth could just, you know, go do some shitty movie. She doesn't need to do this shit. Goop.
Linda Harvey, Christian lunatic.
Boo.
Who said, we have to take the rainbow back.
Okay. God. No. No, you can't have it. The rainbow is forever gay, and that's fine.
But the sweet rainbow image has been violated, raped by the deluded and fraudulent, and it now serves too often as a garish signpost for slavery to grave homosexual sin.
Gosh, listen, why don't you make your case to the parents of Matthew Shepard, you fucking asshole? The rainbow. Fuck off. I mean, really.
Yet millions are being misled by this wicked movement.
Wicked.
And it's especially heartbreaking that so many are children and teens. I wonder if perhaps it's time for believers to claim the rainbow again by all legal means, if we could.
Legal?
She says, can we trademark the rainbow?
No.
Of course, it's probably impossible and perhaps even inappropriate.
Yeah, it's actually stupid.
It's moronic, yeah.
You're an idiot. What would be wrong with letting gay people just have the rainbow? I mean, just think about...
An appropriate rainbow for the, in quotes, LGBTQ sin.
Oh, fuck you. A sin.
Identity would look very different, featuring colors like brown, puce, mauve, gray, and black. Lots and lots of black.
What in the fuck?
Depressing, uninspiring, empty, leading nowhere. Satan's banner.
Who is saying this?
Linda Harvey.
God, Linda, you're a total asshole.
Anti-gay activist.
Yeah, really.
Heads up the group Mission America, which their mission is to make sure that the homosexuals are miserable and hated.
Right.
Marginalized.
But the thing is, Linda, you're miserable. If you're sitting around thinking about this shit, if you have these thoughts about other human beings on the planet, you're a miserable asshole. And just go fuck yourself, honestly.
She believes that teaching tolerance for LGBTQ people is akin to, quote, grooming a pedophile before molesting a child.
The thing is, Linda, you're mentally ill and you need meds or you need to be locked up somewhere. You're an asshole. How dare you say that about my gay friends? Fuck you. What do you think about that, Linda?
She may not be the mentally ill one. She's quite probably a snake oil salesperson she may or may not believe it, but she makes a lot of money off of heinous people that do.
Linda, if that vile experience is correct, then you're worse than I said. You're horrific.
A fraud. And
disgusting.
Teaching and preaching hate.
Yeah. The world, quit making the world worse.
Really quick before we go here, we got for Faithless Friday, we got Iowa City.
Fuck you. That's in Iowa, correct?
An atheist activist there named Justin Scott received a green light from the city to give the invocation.
Bam, baby!
In Oskaloosa.
Ooh. Where's that? In Iowa.
Near Iowa.
Somewhere in fucking
Iowa. It's to be the first delivered by a non-religious person.
Okay.
Scott said, we plan on respecting the institution of the city government there. We definitely appreciate the opportunity. The city of Oskaloosa has been nothing but totally generous and welcoming to allow us to come down and do that.
What do you do as an
city manager?
If you're an atheist, what do you invocate?
You just say, make some good decisions and
logic,
fairness and love. Okay. We generally invite people on a scheduled basis to provide the invocation. The city manager said, the Eastern Iowa atheist called, asked to be part of that. We've obliged and said, sure, they can. And that's the extent of it.
Awesome. That's good news, right?
One member of the city council, however.
Damn it.
Let's call this diaper stain. Aaron Versteeg is his name.
Oh, Versteeg.
Has got on some butt hurtage.
Oh, fuck you. Get your asshole
Facebook.
Stained.
He posted. I just found out that our city manager has allowed an out-of-town atheist to do the invocation at our next city council meeting.
So what?
Which, due to the holiday, will be on Thursday, July 6th. I'm so ticked off about this and ask if you attend and are not an atheist that you stand when he does the... Do not stand when he does the invocation.
Who cares what you do?
Right.
Fuck you. Fuck off, you stupid
And even here at Patheos, they say, to be sure, no one cares who stands and sits.
Right.
But the important thing is that an atheist is allowed the same opportunity.
Yeah, that's the point, dickhead. The government, we live in an inclusive society, you fucknut.
This isn't the first time this asshole has done that, Aaron Versteeg.
Versteeg.
In 2012, a citizen complained about a nativity scene at the courthouse.
Yes.
He left her a voicemail saying, look the other way or move out of Oskaloosa.
You look the other way. You move out, dickhead.
Yeah, there you go. That's that Christian tyranny. The un-American Christian tyranny.
And you're making threatening phone calls telling someone to move.
The founders obviously wanted to keep religion out of government, government out of religion.
Right.
And to prevent the tyranny of the majority from shitting on the rights of the minority. Ooh. Those atheists are the minority. Their rights are equal, you asshole.
That's right. Fuck off.
Holy shit, we got to go. Brand new sparkling K-Voice in about a minute and a half if you're listening live. Otherwise, listen to it on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter and Instagram. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Godspeed.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.